I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
What's good, y'all? Checking in another week. What's good, Quas? How you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling all right this week, bro. I'm feeling really positive about this week, actually. How about you, Brody?
Starting off the week great, you know. Today was a great day. Today was a great day.
It was a Monday of Mondays for me. Like, it was definitely a Monday-ass Monday, but still a decent day. I'd felt lazy, but I found a way to be productive. So I think like that was a good push through for the start of the week. But yeah.
Yeah, no, I had a very productive day. They're kind of tired. So after we finish this pod, I'm gonna eat some crash for sure.
No, for sure. Absolutely.
For sure. Yeah. But man, shit, you know, you had hit me the other day, bro. You wanted to talk about this since we were coming into about that time.
It's about that time.
So go ahead and tell them what we're talking about this week, bro.
Man, so for us, our age, like, we don't have to deal with this as much, you know, we'll deal with this at all, unless you're in the higher ed space, then you're dealing with it from the other side. But we talking about going back to school, man, but more specifically, like, either going off to college or going back to college. Like, obviously, the undergrad experience, however, you know, it can look a lot of different ways for different people. So I think that's the beauty of it. But also, bro, it's just, they always, like, they tell us that when we going into college, and I don't think we get it until, I mean, we in college, but really after, like, right now, understanding how big those 4 years are, and why it's so important that, like, you kind of value whatever that experience is for you. But yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit about both of our experiences in undergrad, and kind of, I guess, like, how we, you know, feel about who we were then and things that we're picking up on now or things that we noticed from that time. But we also going to talk about some things that you may know, or that you may, I don't know if anybody's watching this that's going into college, things to look out for, things to know, myths that we going to confirm or deny. I don't know, depending on where we stand. But yeah, go through that. And yeah, kind of wherever it go from there, it's going to go. But I think it's going to be pretty cool. I feel like it's going to get real nostalgic in here. But yeah.
Yeah, no, for real. I mean, shit, we all got little cousins, little brothers, little sisters that ain't going to listen to us. But hey, they might listen to us. You hear me? So send this to them.
Nah, facts. Facts. So I think it's 18 things you need to know before starting college. That's the, like, title of the post or whatever. So we're not going to spend too much time on the list, but there are a few interesting things on here. So number one is nobody gives a fuck what exam results you got, whether it was through good grades or by some miracle. All that matters is that you got in. And don't be that guy fixating on a set of tests, guy or girl, fixating on a set of tests your first month. No employer cares. Why should you?
Comments?
This is very valid. I think that's one of the biggest things you kind of realize, or at least that I realized when I got to college, was that, bro, people get to whatever college by all ways and by all facets. So not everybody is coming in with the highest ACT score. Not everybody is coming in with, you know, 4.0s or whatever the case may be. That don't mean shit. Literally means nothing for real, like, in college, because it's all personal, it's all individual. But yeah, it doesn't matter nearly as much as we think at the time. I think that's a part of the system personally, you know, but yeah.
I think I interpreted the question, I mean, the statement wrong, because I'm thinking, like, exams in college, like, don't nobody care, which I agree with. Don't nobody care about, like, yeah, I'm like, don't nobody care about your grades for sure, but don't let that first test slide by too easily. like it's a warning in there too, like, yeah, fuck all the first test or all that shit or whatever. If you just happen to fuck up the first test, don't stick on to it too long for sure. But at the same time, pay attention to that shit. You fucked up the first test. You ain't got too many fuck ups left. Two tests, your shit done.
literally. So yeah, but no, I mean, I think it can be looked at both ways. Like, definitely when you're leaving college, when you leaving college, that shit really don't matter. For real, for real. But yeah, no, while you in it, it's definitely, I mean, I done stressed over exams, homework, papers, and like, we get it, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you want to perform well, but at the end of the day, I think some of the best advice I got in regards to that was either, especially after the fact, like once a test is done or once a paper is turned in, it is what it is. Whatever you going to get is you going to get. You can't change nothing about it. So just live with it and enjoy the moment, whatever the moment may be.
No, no bullshit. Because you know me, I'm procrastination shoddy. Like, I knock out some pure bullshit and it be A+, B+ worthy within the last 5 hours before that bitch is due. But I ain't gonna stress about it, you feel me? I ain't gonna stress until like it's time to stress, and then shit, after that I do what I do, shit, it is what it is.
Yeah, nah, for real. Number two is, your life will not be over if you don't go to every event. In fact, your life will probably be better. So I know that you relate to this, because I know that you're more introverted. But also, this is not wrong. This is a very accurate statement. I think
see, the contradiction of what you just said, though.
What you mean?
Freshman year of college, bro, I was not in the house.
Fair.
I'm introverted based off of, after I done already seen all the shit, then it's like, all right, I know who I fuck with, I know who I don't fuck with, I know what crowds I need to be around with. So in that sense, but it's like, when I'm just now coming into a space, I feel all everybody like, all right, cool, you and some bullshit, oh, I don't like you, your energy weird, my niggas over here, I'm good over here, type shit. But when I first went to freshman year, bro, that's why I said facts on the, I agree for sure. I'm like, don't go to every event, because you're a freshman in college. It's like, you can get lost in that shit. It's real easy to get lost. Like, all right, I want to be at them. Also, it's a cookout. Damn, all right, bet. Damn, it's a parade. Damn, all right, bet. Damn, I got this test. Oh, shit, I forgot to do my homework. Oh, shit. Then you notice you starting to drown in your academics, and it's like, hey, it's okay to let that social slip a little bit. But remember, at the end of the day, where there's a scholarship, loans, your parents, is getting paid for.
Yeah.
So shit, don't let that shit slip too much.
Yeah, nah, it's definitely a balancing act. Because I mean, I think getting involved on campus early can be a positive, of course. But again, it's that balance of, okay, like what you getting involved in, or what like events are you going to? So like you said, if you hitting up every cookout, like kickback, every party, every link up, every whatever, you know what I'm saying? You hitting the bars every weekend, like you doing everything. One, you're going to burn out. I feel like, of course, being in our position, like we understand that. But going, if you are going into college or in like them first couple of years of college, it does get old. I promise you. It very much.
Sophomore year, you're going to burn out.
Yeah. But so, yeah, you going to hit, you, I don't think you hit a, I don't know if you hit a, well, yeah,
you hit a, you might at some spring point. Around winter break, I could say you probably hit freshman wall.
Yeah.
Because it's usually around that exam time and you like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes midterms too.
Sometimes
midterms too. Like, because it'd be right there, right before you can cut off classes and without getting that mark on there. And it's like, all right, what you about to do?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you might have to jump out of a class before you know if you're going to fail it or not. You jump out of it and it's like, damn, bro, you could have stayed in it and passed it.
Right.
But you ain't even, like,
be missing credits and shit, be pissed. Like, I could have used
all type of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but then the biggest thing is, we'll probably get into this, but learning how to finesse the system of college. That's the biggest thing, because your first year, that's why it's important to like have relationships like with upperclassmen. Like, the earlier you learn the game of like being able to make college as easy as it's low-key set up to be, like the better the experience can be over the, you know, 4 or 5, whatever, however long, you know, you there span. But interestingly enough, number three is, first year requires the least effort. Don't miss out on the fun stuff just because you're a slut for academic validation. I mean,
know some of them.
Yeah, like some who have the fun.
No, I know some of the sluts for academic validation. Like shit, and I feel like honestly, I don't know what they're doing in life right now. Like I don't. Like, it's not that big of a difference. Like, it didn't take them further, for real. The fact that they were so indulged in the books and shit like that. Like, all right, I was going to parties. They wasn't going to parties. We still at the same events when we go out today. I mean, maybe different lives, but I mean, we're both able to pay for whatever we're able to pay for to be able to go to these events. And like, we both got on clean clothes and look presentable. So shit, the fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I think that just comes down to who you are personally. Like if you just somebody, like if you just an in the books type of person and that's just how you move, or you just not super social in that regard, then I don't think you are in the books and missing out on fun stuff. Because what you also learn is there's so many different pockets of people and so many different things happening like on your campus and wherever you at. So just because you don't see somebody out kicking it where you at don't mean they not out kicking it. You know what I'm True. Saying? So yeah, so it really can depend. But I mean, I agree with you though. I don't think that if you are approaching it with the idea that, oh, if I focus more on this academic validation, then having fun, that's gonna set me apart or put me further than my peers, you know, like when we graduate. I think that is,
it's not gonna do that. It's gonna make you an awkward ass 26-year-old.
No,
just saying, like, get that fun, get that experience, like live a little bit, like fuck up, you know.
Yeah.
In the social aspect, don't fuck up in school too much. Try not to. Try your hardest not to. But definitely fuck up in the social aspect. By that, I mean, like, join different groups. Kick it with different people. Experience yeah. different vibes. Like, figure out what the fuck you like for real. Figure out who the fuck you are for real.
Have some fallouts.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely have some fallouts. Yeah. Understand who you are. And by that, you got to go through the bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a part of it for sure. Number four kind of touches on that, like the whole like don't fail aspect. Like, you know, nobody want to be retaking classes and shit, you know, doing replacement credits. Like, it's just extra work. So try not to fail while you're having fun.
Because just as hard it is as it is to get that class the first time, it's just as hard to try to get that shit the next semester.
Damn near harder.
No bullshit. Because all the freshmen are going to get access to the class before you do. So when that bitch is closed, it's closed.
Facts. Unless it's a large lecture, but I mean, either way, don't take that chance. Some more things to know. Number five, you don't need to get into a relationship. Save it for maybe senior year.
Facts. Big facts.
Big facts. Big facts.
We're going to actually just print out a sign that say F-A-X, nigga. Facts. The fuck?
Yeah, just be holding it up every time we agree with one another.
Facts. No bullshit.
Real. There was I mean, I don't know if you got told this, but I know before I went off to college, like that was the, and in like a in a respectful way, but like that was a lot of that was I got that advice probably the most, like going off to college, like you don't need it, like you know, don't, you know, trip on it, this, that, and the third. And of course, when you're going off to college, like you ain't listening because you don't understand where they coming from at the time. But I wholeheartedly agree. I just think it's like you said, when you figuring, you should be figuring yourself out. And in the midst of that, like if that's something that you are being aware of, like 9 times out of 10, like a lot of people really ain't it. The average person could potentially be experiencing their first relationship in college, right? Mm-hmm. So that's just a huge and transformative experience regardless. And it's not to say that you shouldn't necessarily, but if you don't, it's really not the end of the world. But there's a lot of people that go to college with the expectation or the desire for a relationship to be a part of it, especially when you get there and it's the freedom and it's like I'm in my own place. Oh, I can pull up the shorty crib, no, like no extra shit. I can just go, like she's just telling me to pull up and I can, ain't nobody in the way.
Hey, but it's crazy though, I can too. I could pull up to Shuddy House too and just come.
Facts.
And ain't nobody in the way because you gone already.
Facts.
So fellas, ladies, just remember that you are not the only one. Freshman year, you definitely not the only one. No matter what they say, you're not the only one. Just know, head on.
So I'll just know, you know, just saying.
Oh, bullshit.
They also have number six, do extracurricular stuff, connect with people who share your interest. You touched on that. Did you want to add? I mean, no, you kind of touched on it before, but
I mean, if you black, just go to BSU, just do it to do it. You ain't got to stay, you ain't got to keep going. But if, like, say you just freshman, you just on the campus, you just want to meet some other black people, it's the perfect place to just meet other black people. You can go there one time and meet your whole friend group that you're going to be cool with for the rest of, you know, the course of those 4 years. But I say go to those, go to the little events that, you know, they're having, even the events where they show the different groups. Go to those, yeah. You know, go to those with your roommate or a friend from high school that may be going to the same college with you. Take those friends that you may have or those associates that you may have. Meet other people. You never know where that shit can go. I'm like, shit, you may introduce them to somebody they might end up being with or being cool with forever. Or, you know, y'all could be this friend group that y'all just developing. It's like, oh, shit, me and her went to high school together, but we met them in college. And, shit, we've been cool and on vacations for the past 10 years and shit like that. Like, I know you have friends like that. Don has friends like that. I have a few friends from college that are just like, hey, whenever I hit them or whenever they hit me, it's just we right back there. Like, but we ain't got to talk every day.
Right. Nah, for sure. I think it was funny you said that. I actually kind of had one of those experiences. So I think it was like my junior year, but I had it was a homie who was I had a homie who was in. He was my class and he's a producer. So he was a producer. And actually, I think I interviewed him for Qualified TV at the time or knew that I was going to. Also had a, you said what?
Subscribe
for sure. I also had a homie who I worked with at the Boys and Girls Club who was from Columbia. I went to high school in Columbia, went to high school with this dude named Landolin. And the only reason it stood out because bro was white and he raps. Mm. So obviously, like, that always, like, kind of stands out a little bit. But end up meeting bro, like, bro actually, like, is talented and everything. So, like, he was, yeah. Or at least, like, I felt like he was legit. And so when I was doing the interview with him for Qualified TV, you know, he was just at, like, we talking about music. And I'm like, hey, yo, like, well, I know this producer. Like, I don't know if that's the sound you're looking for, but you could check him out. I didn't. And I kind of left it at that at the time. I didn't even realize until it happened that they would go on to, like, work on a project together, like, with basically, like, just them two, like a collab project. Damn.
Dude.
And like a couple other, like, singles and stuff like that. And so when that word kind of finally got back to me, and I think, like, both of them in separate occasions, like, thanked me for, like, making that connection. But like you said, you just never really know, like, who you, like, what groups you kind of bringing together or what two people you bringing together, whether it be something that end up being for your benefit or it end up being for somebody else's benefit. But shit like that definitely happens. So.
Exactly, bro. Like. So many different clothing brands that I've seen started in the city, rap groups, just different people in different business spaces working together. And they might have met in college or met through friends of people that met in college and shit like that. And I see that shit every day, bro. So yeah. Definitely just network. That's probably the most important thing that I don't even know is on this list, but we going to say that shit for sure. Make sure you get out there and network in college. Like, if nothing else, if you don't do anything else, say you fail all your classes, whatever, the connections that you make in college are going to help you when you graduate wholeheartedly.
Facts. Where the paper? Facts.
We need. No bullshit. I'm going to make a sign or something.
Number seven was learn how to budget and ignore everyone else. The girl in your class who is so fucking broke after spending her entire student loan on Depop and cocaine probably has at least one horse at home. Focus on yourself.
That's not so, for real. Seems not so for specific, real.
But
I had a job freshman year. Wasn't focused on myself. Should have been, because I wasn't staying on campus. So what the fuck am I buying shit at the campus store for?
Yeah.
Don't do it to yourself, fellas. definitely keep that wallet in your pocket.
Yeah,
for sure.
But no, I mean, learning how to budget is so key, and it's something that low key I don't think a lot of people really learn how to budget damn near until after college. Like for real, learn how to, or at least how to apply it. I mean, you go through phases of learning aspects of it, but I think like truly getting comfortable with it and also truly having discipline with it, I feel like for a lot of people happens post undergrad. But I mean, of course, every person is different. But
yeah, I can agree to that to a certain extent. It just depends on their living situation. I feel like if you living like on your own and shit like that while you in college and shit, so you kind of gotta figure that shit the fuck out, because you more than likely paying something towards going to school too.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, but no, budgeting is extremely key. Some more. 8, be kind, especially if you're sleeping with someone.
Yeah, don't be an asshole. Like, it's no need. I've done it. I've been there. It's no need. I ain't get no weird shit happen to me, though. I'm a nice guy. So, like, even with the mean shit and the asshole shit, motherfuckers let me get away with a lot. So, boss might have better advice for you guys. I don't know.
I know, honestly, truly, bro, what I will say is, from the people that I know that have this very, like, blunt, and kind of like just very direct personality.
Yeah.
People tend to like them more than they lead on, whether that be in a romantic sense or in a general sense. And two, I think those people are also always respected because of how direct and blunt they are, especially if they're not being an asshole about it. Because there's a huge difference in being an asshole and just being blunt and maybe not knowing how to. Or maybe not knowing or caring how to deliver things sometimes. But like what you're saying isn't like you aren't trying to be rude in what you're saying. It's just you just live very like deeply in reality. And not everybody can do that. So not everybody does that. So, yeah, I ain't got no better advice. But be kind.
No, that's why I'm like, shit. No, I agree with the be kind shit, because I'm like, damn, I could just think about like certain situations. Like I wasn't consider the other people that you're involved with. I guess that would be the best advice that I could give regarding that situation, because niggas, we know y'all niggas not thinking about the other person y'all involved with. Y'all not thinking about the female. Y'all not thinking about the other female. Y'all not thinking about shit besides getting what y'all thinking about getting, you know, and sometimes you got to think about more than that, because them consequences is a motherfucker.
Bro, literally, leave me that. Because for real, learn some basic culinary skills.
Hey, you still working on that one, huh?
But you definitely should learn it as soon as possible, for sure. It can take you a long way, even
for sure.
As small as big can. And know how to clean. If your floor sees your feet, you're filthy.
Yeah, that's nasty.
That's a wild ass statement to put in here, but I mean, that's very true. That shouldn't be happening, but
that's nasty. And also, stop walking on the floor barefoot. Like, what the fuck is we doing? We got socks, we got Crocs, we got shoes, we got flops. Like, we got options. You feel me? Like, you don't got to do that.
Okay. Number 11. Real friends are not disposable. Quality over quantity, always.
Nah, for real.
Might be the realest thing on the list so far, for sure, by far. But yeah, I mean, we've talked about it before, bro. But I mean, we got a friend group that's been tight, you know, relatively since high school. I know, yeah. I got. Like, you have certain friend groups, but, man, then you also just had those people that they're, like you kind of said earlier, you got people who you close with, like, whenever y'all get in contact, whenever y'all talk, it's all love, everything cool, and stuff like that. But you learn about real friendships in college and after. But I feel like college is really that first. I mean, you may have them in high school, but high school is so different and so fake. And I ain't saying that college can't be that way. But I just think because of ideally how everybody's kind of just like figuring themselves out, like it's a trial run for everybody in terms of just learning what you want your friendships to look like, how you manage them. And that obviously looks different like when you go into the phase of post-undergrad, but specifically in that kind of like 4-year, you know, time frame idea. I think that's a big lesson for most college students, I would imagine. So I would just say don't let friendships that you lose or don't let friendships that aren't perfect like deter you from either one, like seeing that person as somebody who may be valuable to your life, or two, like if it's a friendship that you lose, that's okay. Like, it's cool. Like, it ain't gotta be no beef. Y'all ain't gotta hate each other. Y'all just not cool like that. Y'all not close. And I guess as long as respect is there, that's all that will really matter. But
no, for sure. I would agree with that.
Amen. Amen.
But hey, you know, it is great to have friends. It is great to have associates. It is great to have just people that you just kick it with. Because sometimes that's all they are. Like, I see them at a party. Oh, we at the party turned up and shit. Like, all right, bro, I'll never speak to you again outside of a party scene.
For real.
And that's okay, though. You get what I'm saying? Different people be involved in different shit. I'm not kicking it with the drug dealer outside of the party. We just shake hands and smoke weed together. That's all that is in the party.
In the party, not outside.
Not outside of the party. I do not want to be associated. I don't want to get shot because I know him. It's never you. It's always the guy next to you.
That's tough, but accurate. Yeah, you don't need to be friends with people you dislike. It's very simple. Feel like we just basically said that, but no need for that. Also to consider, inevitably, two people in your friend group will start fucking. Do not, under any circumstances, live with them in the second year. I didn't have that happen in my friend group, but I mean,
I started fucking one of my friends, but it's crazy. She wanted to fuck me too. Let me just let that breathe.
Well, all right.
Oh, that's crazy. But yeah, no, that moving in shit is dead. I ain't moving in with nobody, but this girl kind of like had me over her house all the time. So it was like I was living with them, but I wasn't because I still went home. But she was living with a friend type shit. That whole friendship fell apart. They got into it and it was because of me. When it's like, I'm not asking to be here. This bitch wanted here. Like, I'm just, and the bitch was cheating all type of shit. It's like, yeah, it's crazy, crazy.
Seems like you had a time, bro. Seems like you had a time.
College was a wild time. You feel me?
Yeah. College will be wild, folks. Or college was wild, folks, depending on who you are that's watching.
No, y'all gonna have some fun, for sure.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna have some fun. Just use condoms. Use condoms. Sex. No latex.
Don't finish it.
I said no latex. I ain't finish it.
Okay. Okay. Kind of changes gears here a little bit. 14 is, students often aren't university's top priority. If the pandemic taught us anything, is that universities are pretty much the same as any other profit-driven organization. If they take the piss, take action.
Basically, if they shit on you, react. Blow that shit up. Report that shit. Tweet about them. Call your local news people that you need to call. If they on some bullshit with you, go above and beyond to try to get their attention, because they don't give a fuck about you. There's thousands of students at that university. They don't care about the fact that you didn't get something filled out the right way. You're going to have to go through the stress of trying to talk to whoever the fuck you need to try to talk to figure it out. It's not going to be easy. It's always going to be a stressful situation. Unless you already done been through the shit once and you just know the right steps and right people to talk to get the shit escalated faster. And then once you do it once and you got to do it again, it's like riding a bike.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, we kind of touched on it, but like the system that is college in America is flawed in so many ways. I mean, we're even seeing that now in a lot of things recently, just in regards to like the latest SCOTUS decision and taking like a lot of like diversity education and diversity training and stuff like that, like making it illegal for it to be a part of like college curriculum. So yeah, don't be afraid to fight like one, like for your rights in general, but two, just fight for what you believe in with these universities as well, because like Pat was saying, they don't, like, we are as students, like, you know, y'all are numbers to them, like y'all are money to the university. So if they can, one, if they are looking at y'all, that, since they are looking at y'all that way, definitely use the university in the same fashion, of course, like legally and all of that. But like, you know, whatever benefits you as a student, take full advantage of that, you know, like as well, whether that be scholarships you might be eligible for, whether whatever you can do, whether it be being able to do trips through the university or get certain things through the university's dime, like figure out that system, because it's not made especially for Black students to be successful, like especially when you're talking about PWIs and stuff like that. So, yeah. Don't be afraid. Yeah. Fight for what you believe in. 15. Remember, nobody knows how to take drugs. There will always be people on drugs. Doesn't mean they know what they're doing. Always use with caution and start with low doses. Test your drugs.
Nah. Smoke weed, bro. But also... Also, know what weed is and know what weed look like to make sure you're not smoking some flocka or some other bullshit or whatever the fuck else they out here trying to sell and disguise as weed. Some fake weed, some CBD. CBD, okay. But some fake weed, whatever the fuck they trying to get off is weed. Just know what the fuck you doing. Know what the fuck you smelling, tasting. For sure. I ain't start experimenting with no other drugs as far as like psychedelics. Until after college. So, if that's some advice for your ass, wait till like your junior senior year. You know, like once you get through kind of the weight of that, the bulk of schoolwork, like once you kind of developing, like, all right, this is where I'm about to go in life. You want to see some enlightenment? I'm not encouraging you to do drugs, but wait until then. Just don't do that shit like freshman year. Don't just tweak out, start popping LSD or taking shrooms just as a freshman. Then you the drugged out nigga senior year. You just drugged out senior year. We just, damn, bro, he looked like a shell of himself. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's happened. It happens. Again, systems, you know, of college. So yeah, Yeah, I have not experimented much, you know, past, you know, the Mary Jane. But yeah, just be smart with whatever you do, for real. Y'all grown, so be smart. Be careful. Last but not least, 16. It's okay to change your mind. If you hate your major, admit it. Change it. Take a year off, work, travel, reapply. It's a lot smarter to admit that you've changed your mind than pay big bucks doing something that you hate.
Don't get too comfortable with that shit.
I agree.
Like that shit cool and fine and dandy once, maybe twice. But that second time, you got to be for sure, because it's going to push you back every time. You're going to be in school longer. It's going to cost you more money. You're not going to graduate with your friends. So the best decision that you can do if you don't know what you want to do is go into freshman year undecided.
Yeah.
Now, once you make a decision, you can switch it again. But just know what's going to come with that. More classes, more time in school, more work, and more of the feeling of, I'm too old for this shit. Because after that second time, you pushing 23, 24. You like right there. And you was supposed to graduate within like the next year or two, maybe. Now you didn't add it another year or two, maybe. So you didn't been to school, what, 6? Could lean towards a 7 for your bachelor's.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Now, not saying you saying this, but prefacing, if for other situations, right, like people who end up graduating, taking 6 or 7 years, if it's other stuff going on that's causing the 6 or 7 years, that's different. Like I said, I'm not saying that you was saying otherwise.
Even if your shit just happened to result as that, you know that to tell somebody younger the steps to not do that. Cause I had that happen. I graduated later, bro. I graduated what, fifth year?
Yeah.
Technically, type shit. I graduated fifth year. So it's like, but I know that was due to the fact that I started off as a psych major, changed that to creative writing, then changed again, type shit. And it's like, I changed majors three times. So I'm speaking more from a place of experience. Like, I'm not knocking you if that's the path that you got to take, but also know that that path is just a harder path and it makes things tougher for you.
Yeah, nah, for sure. I, like you said, I would say don't get comfortable in your ability to be able to change it. Like, just because you can and you're not locked into it, don't get so like, oh, well, if I don't like this, I can just like, because you, like you said, like you're essentially starting over. Like in college, like depending on the major, like every time you change your major or make some kind of major like shift, like you're
besides on prereqs.
Yeah. You're starting that kind of like 2 year of specific coursework. You're starting that clock over every time you change. So don't get too comfortable with it, but know that you also are in a space and in a time where you are figuring things out. So if you want to try a couple different things, it's cool. But like Pat said in the beginning, just be cautious and just know everything before you make those decisions. Like literally look at every single option. What would it mean to stay with this major? Like, is it really that I don't like it, or has it just been a challenging semester? Was it just a terrible balance of classes? Like, that's a big thing too. So yeah, just make sure you look at everything before you make these decisions. But I mean, you do have that freedom, just don't abuse it, essentially.
No, for sure. Oh, balance your schedule out. If you got a very strenuous schedule, always make sure to give yourself one fun class. Take an art class, take an art education class, take a bowling class, take just something random to where it's like, all right, I can go to this class, get an easy A, get an easy B, whatever, however much effort you want to put into it, because that's really what it's going to be based off of. And then learn a new skill. I learned how to bowl from bowling class. Not gonna lie. I'm pretty nice. I learned how to bowl from bowling class. Oh. I'm nice. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have a bowling class. A bowling class sounds kind of lit, low-key.
Yeah, it was small.
17 says, get a job, go meet people who aren't also students. How you feel about that?
I don't really know if that's necessary because you in that realm.
Yeah.
Type shit. So it's like, who else would you be kicking it with? Why are older people trying to kick it with you consistently? Unless they're trying to just expose you to, like, this is adult life and, like, they're trying to just, like, hey, like, take you under their wing type shit.
Yeah.
But even them, I don't feel like they're kicking it with you too consistently. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's more so some, like, I want to bring you to this an event to expose you to certain shit. Outside of that, I let you live your life because the age difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... maybe this is kind of how it's worded, but like, I get a job, like, yeah, if it's something that you can manage. Also, mind you, you are at school for school. So if your schedule is strenuous, or if you know you got a heavy course load, either have a job that's flexible, like an on-campus job or something that ain't going to be tripping off of if you need to take off because you need to study, or if something come up, like try to get something as flexible as possible. But also, like, if you just got too much going on and work don't make sense for you, don't force it, because it will become too much. But if you have the time and you want to be able to have a little bit of your own money to be able to do things on your own, like, yeah, get a job. It's one of the first steps of like really learn how to be responsible, be disciplined, considerate, you know, stuff like that. So it's just all stuff that you kind of gonna learn in your development of becoming a young man or young woman anyway. So
yeah, what I can say in relation to that older or the crowd outside of school, is you a solid mentor. Yeah. Like, in whatever capacity you feel like a solid mentor is for you and where you want to go with the journey of college. Sometimes that can be an advisor. Sometimes that can be a older student. Sometimes it could be a family member. But definitely find you a mentor in which you can confide in within certain moments throughout the college journey.
Yeah, I agree. Those are definitely needed. Last but not least on this list is make mistakes, learn a lot. chances are it's not that serious.
Facts. Which was basically what we've been saying this whole time. Fuck up. But also understand that don't fuck up too much. That's it. Find balance with everything within your life. That is the key.
Yeah, I was going to say definitely find the balance of fucking up and getting it right, for sure. Or fucking it up and learning from mistakes, like once you fuck up. But yeah, was there anything else that wasn't on the list that we didn't touch on or throw in there that you wanted to?
Let's see. Have fun. Use condoms. drink safely too. I don't know. Drugs fall under drinking type shit, but y'all niggas be careful with the alcohol shit. Alcohol poisoning is no game at all. Motherfuckers be on some weird shit in college. Motherfuckers do be roofing. I'm a guy and I've been roofied. Shit is weird as fuck. And nah, I ain't with that funny shit, so it wasn't even that type of party. But yeah, like, just be careful, like, out here. Like, you never fucking know.
Yeah, it's, I think that's one part of kind of, like, for me as a man, I think that was one of the parts that was, it was really weird to navigate, like, in college, like, seeing the social kind of, like, system that's in place in colleges. Like, it's not in place in the same way in high school, like kind of on a very, very small scale in terms of popularity and status and how that like can play a role in what people one feel entitled to, but two also what people feel like is okay for them to do. But on college, like it's a completely different level with more things in place to kind of protect predators in that sense. And so it's just like, yeah, it's really, that was like something that was really, I guess you could say it kind of fucked me up just realizing what the reality is for like not only women, but other like minorities on campus, like one with being a male, you know, and just with being a male and everything like that. So, yeah, that was one of the, I would say that's probably one of the biggest general takeaways I have from my college experience in general, though. It was a real like growing and learning moment for me.
No, I definitely feel that. Outside of that, I'm thinking, like, the list covered a good majority of what the fuck I would tell people and shit.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of, like, extra shit that I just experienced. Oh, don't drop a class out of, like, being mad. I've done that before. And granted, I was straight afterwards, but teacher tried to get slick with me. I'm not one of them motherfuckers you can talk crazy to. So, dog said some. This is like the first or second day of the class or some shit. Said some shit. And I was like, I said what I said. And I was like, I'm dropping your shit. Straight like that. Like, oh yeah, bro, you never about to talk to me. Like, hell no. Like, he said some shit like, I'm the teacher or some shit. I'm grown, you grown. We're having a discussion. So if I feel like I can challenge what you're saying within the course of, you know, us being in discussion in a classroom, if it was a student and I felt different, you would be okay with me challenging them. So why would you being a teacher and what you stating some shit, I can't challenge you? Oh, because you the teacher, you dictator in this motherfucker? But what you said was wrong. All right, cool. Fuck your class. Like, as simple as that. Like, nigga, fuck.
Yeah, nah, teachers, one, professors, okay, so that is something else. Professors can and will be on BS with you if you don't know what you're doing as a student. Like, you really got to be on your P's and Q's with certain professors. So it's like, you may not be this type of person, you may not be this type of student, I get it. But like, I ain't saying be teacher's pet, but I'm saying make sure they know who you is, essentially. Make sure they see you, make sure they know you. So when they come down and you needing that push up on a grade, when they come down to even how they could potentially grade you, like, it may sound kind of wild, but like all these things are at play. So just do what you can to be present and for them to know who you are in the most positive way possible, because they will try to be on BS with you. They will try you.
No, for real. Hey, your advisor might really be cool with your advisors.
That's who.
I ain't gonna lie. Your advisors probably be the only motherfucker that be trying to look out for you. But
sometimes they be against the ass too.
It's only if you fuck with them, though. Like, if you stay on their ass, they'll fuck with you and have no choice to do right by you. But if you don't be in there and talk to your advisors and interact with your advisors, they will fuck you over.
My God.
Because I got fucked over. And that was a part of the reason why I had to stay a little longer, too. Like,
yeah,
they'll have you take the wrong classes. They'll have you sign up for some shit you didn't need. If you not following along with them and paying attention to the shit that you, the course that they said you need to be on and shit like that, because they have fuck up. They got 1,000,001 students.
Yeah.
Not literally, but they got thousands of students. Like, they'll mix you up with the next student and be like, oh yeah, you said da da da, and you just going along with it. Like, oh yeah, I bet I need to sign up. And you lost in the sauce. You didn't took a class. That class don't even really count towards nothing. It was credit, so you got the credit for the class because you passed, but it didn't count towards your credits for graduating. Shit like that, it'd be like, huh?
Yeah. 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 Nah, it's. Yeah, get you a tribe too. Professors, like other counselors, other support staff on campus, like get you a tribe of people on campus that can help you out and that got you on a like on a campus level, like campus support, academic support, all of that. Cause oh, it's so easy to get lost in the sauce, bro. It's so easy to get lost in the sauce. Last thing, man, I'll ask. Being where we are now, we about, you know, about five-ish years removed from yeah. Undergrad. What do you feel like is the biggest thing that you took away that you are still kind of like actively either implementing or applying now? Like one of the biggest lessons you got from that time that you've carried with you up to this point?
It may sound simple, but life is a learning experience. So you never really stop learning. And that can be as simple as, you know, learning different skills while on the job, just going through philosophical development, you know, mentally just understanding and learning different things throughout life and accepting those. And also just, you know, with us, you know, we discussed like how we've grown in comparison to some of the bros type shit. Just it's a learning experience. Like, you never stop learning. You're going to continuously learn. Your mind is going to continuously develop. You're going to continuously change, have conflicting thoughts. You know, just understand that and be okay with that. And soak in as much and learn as much as possible, because everything is kind of like theory, in my opinion. I'm going to say in my opinion, just so it's like it's not facts. But everything is kind of like theory. You know, like, test it. See if it works. You never know.
No, I rock with that. I think the biggest thing that I still carry with me is you not going to please everybody. And people either not liking you or people feeling some way about you, more times than not, don't got nothing to do with you. And for me, I guess I may be more self-conscious than the average person. Maybe, don't know. Don't know how many people are self-conscious out there. But it can be easy to feel like it's something you need to do differently, because it can be really hard to accept that somebody just don't like you to not like you. Like, it ain't no real reason, or you ain't do nothing to them. Or at least that was something that was difficult for me to, you know, conceptualize. But you realize that you think that that's the biggest stage that can happen on, like in undergrad, but you realize that can happen at work. Like, you know, when you graduate, that can happen in groups over time. That can happen in your family. Like, it can happen in any setting. So it's just like, yeah, just can't put too much, like, can't let that, like, you know, hurt your spirit too much, essentially. But yeah, I say that's probably my biggest takeaway.
Yeah, nah, I fuck with that, especially the work shit, because the high school antics don't never end.
They really don't.
Shit is terrible.
They really don't.
But with that being said, man, those are your top 18 tips for coming into the next school year as a freshman. Also, I feel like even if you're not a freshman, you could take some of those tips, because you might have fucked up your freshman year and you might have got lost in the sauce, and now you're trying to swim your way up out of that sinking sand shit. But, you know, take a second. Take a gander. Take a listen. Watch the video, you know? Just pay attention to the few things that we said. What up, bro? I fucked you up.
Swimming out of sinking sand.
Yeah. Wild. It's a great image, though, right? Imagery is amazing.
It is. Yeah, man. Definitely watch this. Show this to your younger sister, brother, your niece, nephew that's about to go to school. Show it to everybody. Show it to me that's still in school that is bullshitting and ain't finishing school. Show it to him too.
Hey, and if you graduated already and you watching this shit, comment, tag us, post, let us know. You know what did we miss? What suggestions do you have? You know, how about shit? If you like, tag us or even DM us. If you DM us the shit, we could come on the show and say that shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. We missed out on a few things. Like, I got five people that said this, that, and the third. Like, just saying, we might post your DM on the page. Just bloop.
Nah, man.